And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for July 1996. I'm Fred Vobey. And it's that time of the year when the FM and TV bands start to hop, so I'd like to bring some information to the forefront as far as two publications. One is FM Media, the FM radio newsletter, which is published by Dr. Bruce Elving, who is also the publisher of FM Atlas. In the FM Media, you're going to find information on FM stations, translator grants, call letter assignments, just about everything that has to do with FM. If you'd like to receive this publication or get information about the FM Atlas, contact Bruce Elving at 241 Anderson Road in Esko, ESKO, Minnesota, 55733-9413. Also, VUD, the VHF UHF Digest, is the official publication of the Worldwide TV FM DX Association, and basically, the Worldwide TV FM DX Association is what the National Radio Club is to AM radio. They do all FM and TV, and in it you're going to find information on TV and FM stations, as well as loggings, tips, some technical notes, and a whole lot more. If you'd like some information about the Worldwide TV FM DX Association, write to them at Post Office Box 17333, Asheville, Asheville, North Carolina, 28816. And be sure to tell them that you heard about it on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
DXCPC!
HCJB 690 kHz in Quito, Ecuador will conduct monthly DX tests at various times. The tests will include Morse code IDs and other unique items. Correct reception reports will be verified with a special QSL card. According to the station, if you hear code, you must report exactly when you heard it and what characters you heard. Tape recordings are welcomed, but tapes cannot be returned. Please include one international reply coupon or first-class postage in U.S. or Canadian stamps for reply to your reception report, which may be sent to Mr. Rich McVicar, spelling of last name M-C, capital V-I-C-A-R, amateur radio call sign HC1JMN. Frequency manager, attention 690 DX test, care of English Language Service, HCJB. The address is Casilla, C-A-S-I-L-L-A, 17-17-691 in Quito, that's spelled Q-U-I-T-O, Ecuador. This test was arranged by Mr. Rich McVicar of HCJB for the benefit of all DXers. Other tests of interest include HCJB's DX test on 690 kHz on July the 7th from 0300 to 0315, August 4th from 0100 to 0115, and September 1st from midnight 15 to midnight 30. And, of course, those times are in Eastern Standard Time. Those are our CPC DX tests on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Now let's turn it over to Mr. Aircheck himself, Phil Wayne.
With Marketscope, here's Phil Wayne.
Thanks for another spectacular intro, Fred. And hello, friends of radio. This is Phil, chewing off the end of this big old microphone for Marketscope, as we visit another great radio market somewhere in the universe. Dale Hamm was kind enough to send along tapes from his holiday visit to Birmingham, Alabama, to update us on some of the recent changes in Birmingham radio.
It's 7 o'clock here on WJOX Birmingham.
Good morning, everyone. Steve St. George with Talks News. Here's what's happening at 7 o'clock. This news sponsored by Universal Marketing. This Christmas, celebrate Super Bowl 30 with the greatest moments in Super Bowl history video. It's only $14.95. Available now at participating Food World stores.
With your J-O-A.
So, Ellen, do you see any possibility of cooler weather for this Christmas holiday season?
It's certainly a very good possibility. We will go from the 70s today to the mid-50s on Sunday. So,
and no
it's
snow
still a week
for
away,
Christmas.
So we got some time to wait.
What about a white Christmas? So you're up to date. Steve St. George, Sports Radio 690 WJOX.
Good morning, Birmingham. Time to rise and shine. It's the WJOX Morning Express with your hosts, Scott Griffin and Matt Coulter.
back to the show. How are you? 10 minutes after 7 o'clock here on the Morning Express. Matt Coulter taking a few days off. And I'm here with you. Willie Berry's here. Don Burgess has stopped by. John Brady should stop by, talk some college hoops with you. Also, Tito Francona. Mr. Terry Francona will be by after 8 o'clock. Well, he won't be by. He's in Dominican. He'll call us. He's the new White Sox third baseman. A lot of baseball signees today.
True Country, AM 850 WYDE with the Crystals. Somebody loves you. Well, I'm glad to know that. I'll tell you what, it's mighty lonely sometimes. 713, we're at 942-8585. Ken Michaels on a Friday morning, loose as a goose. I mean, the weekend is here. It's the 15th of December, and Christmas is just around the corner. Hi, man, I'm ready for Santa Claus. How about you, huh? It's music. All right. Country, AM 850 WYDE with Alan Jackson. The whole world's gone country. Skeeter Davis was singing Gonna Get Along Without You Now. And The Snakes Crawl at Night, all from Charlie Pride right there for you on Wide Awake. Good morning to you. 942-8585 is the number into Wide Country. Weather-wise, 40% chance for rain. Maybe a thunderstorm today. We've got some dense fog to kind of fool around with this morning in some spots, so keep that in mind as you're motoring. 68 for the high today. It remains to be 62. And foggy atop Red Mountain in Birmingham this hour.
You know, it can be confusing. It can be irritating. It can be downright frustrating. It also could be the most important decision you'll make in all of your life. Buying a house. We'll take all the guesswork out. Beginning on Monday, December 18th, we'll be joined by Anthony L. Barnes of Barnes & Associates. So sit back and relax and join us same time, same place. This is 900 Gold, WATV.
Okay, 7 minutes to go here. Scott Douglas, the executive director of the Greater Birmingham Ministries.
WERC.
TV and Johnny, WERC.
Eleven on ERC, our phone number 945-9372. Hi, Jack.
How you doing?
Fine.
I didn't know that was Frank. I thought that was you being backed up by John Ed singing a trio.
Yeah, that's who it was, all right.
I wanted to make a comment about the landfill in Akmar.
On 823 on ERC, 62 degrees, Allen and Crestline. Hello.
Good morning, Tommy and John Ed.
Good morning.
Rarely have y'all heard me call and defend the legislature because most of the time it's indefensible.
WERC, Birmingham.
When you see news happening, call the News Talk 960 News Tip Hotline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 877-0996. That's 877-0996. We'll pay $100 cash for the best news tip of the month. The News Talk 960 WERC News Tip Hotline. 877-0996. Call when you see news in the making. Birmingham's radio news leader. News Talk 960 WERC. If you want more than sports statistics, listen to Feinbaum. Weekday afternoons at 4 on News Talk 960. The opinions expressed throughout the day on News Talk 960 WERC are those of the hosts and the callers and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of station management, employees, or advertisers. To get your nonprofit organization's event information online with WERC, write us at least 2 weeks in advance to WERC, Online Information Line, P.O. Box 59600, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259, or email us via the internet, WERC960@prodigy.com. The Online Event Information Line is a public service of News Talk 960, WERC.
Birmingham. Stay up on the issues concerning Alabamians on Bob James Live. Listen to AM 1070 WAPI every Monday at 4 p.m. for Bob James Live. You can talk directly to Alabama's governor toll-free. Governor Bob James will take calls from Alabamians on issues of concern across the state. That's every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. Bob James Live, only on AM 1070 WAPI.
And now an update on WAPI Birmingham area weather for this Friday. Mostly cloudy. There is a chance of showers or thunderstorms today and a high of 65 degrees. A southwesterly wind near 10 miles per hour becoming northwest later on in the day. The chance for rain is at 40%. Stay tuned for more of the best music coming right up on Easy Listening AM 1070. This is Joe Lucina on AM 1070 WAPI.
Hey, welcome in. This is Lee Hurley, your host on WAPI CarTech, the only live automobile talk show in Birmingham. CarTech is a one-hour show devoted solely to your car questions. CarTech is loaded with all kinds of questions and automobile and information tips to make your life easier. Tune in to the Car Doc every Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Birmingham's only live question and answer car show here on AM 1070 WAPI.
AM 1070 WAPI. Unforgettable music. Unforgettable music. AM 1070 WAPI.
Till then.
1070 WAPI, Birmingham.
To use your Visa or MasterCard, call toll-free by dialing 1-800-727-WORD.
The Beacon of the City, Gospel 1220, WAYE, Birmingham.
It is now time for the Now Faith Ministries broadcast with Pastor, Teacher Nancy Lassiter.
That's Key Life, P.O. Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. Or you may call toll-free 1-800-KEY-LIFE. Key as in to the door and life as in living. Yes, call right. Let him know that you're listening right here on 1260 AM. And yes, they do need your support, yes. Father. I hope you stay tuned for it. It's going to be good. You're listening to 1260 AM WDJC. It's 9:45 and it is almost 65 degrees. Be back in a few moments.
Tune in to AM 1260 each day and hear the teaching of the Word. You'll hear programs such as Turning Point.
Romans 5:5 says the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit He has given us.
Key Life.
Whenever you think God is doing something in your life, He's probably not doing what you think God is doing in your life. God's ways are different.
And family life. That's why we've got to receive a different plan, a different training from the Scripture.
That's on WDJC AM 1260, your Radio Bible University.
Tune in each Sunday morning from 10:30 till 11 for Pastor Brown, live from Manhattan in New York City with the Salvation and Deliverance broadcast right here on WAGG, your gospel connection.
Listen for the Titusville AOH Church of God radio ministry, where Elder W.T. Parker presides each and every Saturday from 8 a.m. until 9 a.m. on WAGG.
11 a.m., Bernard William is the pastor of the church. It's 11 o'clock.
WAGG, Birmingham, your gospel connection.
Judge 14, WJLD.
For the very best variety of hits and oldies, of course, Marvin Gaye in those inner city blues. Just before that, we got into Pure Soul and We Must Be in Love. Well, the songs for cash worth another $100 in winning combination are Whitney Houston and Exhale, followed by Luther, Superstar. 50th caller picks up the cash when you hear us play those songs back to back. Stick around, I've got another Dusty, Angela Bofill, up next.
Roll down the window.
Turn up the sound.
Turn up the sounds of Touch 14 WJLD in stereo.
WJLD.
For the best variety of hits and oldies, also your home for $1,000 Thursday. It's feature album Friday, and of course, that's the songstress Anita Baker and Soul Inspiration. Anyway, before that, we got into more stuff from Angela Bofill and Tonight I Give In. Much more continuous stuff coming up. We've got a little TLC, some BB and CC stuff, like a musical Christmas card from them. And the request lines are open at 1-800-227-7685.
Friends, you're tuned in to AM 1480 WLPH in Irondale. It's time now for a special presentation of the Hour of Decision broadcast with Billy Graham. This broadcast usually heard on Sunday mornings here at WLPH, so you be sure to tune in. Now here is Billy Graham.
Now tonight, the 102nd Psalm.
Thanks, Dale, for part one of your Birmingham update. See you next time as we finish up our look at one of the greatest radio markets of the South. And now, cruising somewhere in the universe on the starship DXica is our favorite radio historian, John D.X. Bowker.
Historical moments in radio, stories of the rich and exciting past on the AM radio dial. And today, we're going to hear a little about the matter of what a station goes through in changing its call sign. Each month we hear a list of call letter changes from Jerry Starr in his column AM Switch, and it's a wonder that so many businesses are changing their names. After all, except for the telephone companies, they too are responsive to the FCC, come to think of it. Can you name me another industry where existing consumer-oriented companies change their name from time to time? Not very often. Of course, the opposite can occur in radio, too. A station keeps its call letters but changes its product, that is, its format, and an all-news station becomes a country music station, you know, like that. There was a classic case about a decade ago in Philadelphia. Now, it happens that this story dealt with an FM station, but so be it. WDVR, for those of you who live in the eastern Pennsylvania market, the manager of the Delaware Valley Radio, that's what DVR stood for. Nobody knew it, I guess. Anyway, they got some focus groups together when he developed a unique, beautiful music format and decided after talking with such groups that the station should be known as Easy 101. So, starting immediately, he changed the call letters to W-E-A-Z and instructed his announcers to repeatedly call the station Easy 101. Once an hour, they'd sneak in the legal ID, of course, but it was always masked in such ways as W-E-A-Z Philadelphia Weather. Okay, the four letters W-E-A-Z were never isolated nor highlighted while on the air. Now, maybe it's a coincidence, but the Arbitron Rating Company found listeners referring to that station that starts with an E and other similar responses. After all, it was easy. In fact, the only other station in town that didn't start with the letter W was KYW, the all-news station on the AM dial. And two books after the call letter change was made, Easy 101 placed number one in the Arbitrons, and KYW placed number two. And for several quarters after that, those two stations shared the number one or number two spots in the Arbitron books. Now, one consultant has pointed out that the call letters are not going to be effective in getting people to remember what station they're listening to unless those call letters spell a word or tie in directly with something meaningful. So it's better to have a one-word slogan, if possible, to identify the station at all times, except for that once-an-hour legal ID when you have to play the game straight. Now, I should stop for a moment and repeat what a legal ID is in the United States. I'll use WFAD as an example. There are four ways that a station can give a legal ID. The first would be this, WFAD, Middlebury. The call sign followed immediately by the city of license, that is. Now, a second way would be this, WFAD, 1490 on your dial, Middlebury. The frequency or channel can be set in between the call sign and city of license. Now, a third way to give a legal ID would be this. WFAD, Pro Radio Ownership Incorporated, Middlebury. They can throw in the name of the organizing company. And the fourth and the final way that's permitted would be where the ownership and the frequency are inserted between the call letters and the city of license. So, anyway, it's fun as you travel around the country to hear the different ways the legal IDs are given. For instance, there's a station not far from where I'm sitting today in Kansas City, Missouri, where it appears that their rule is that the legal ID is always given by two different announcers. One ends a sentence with the call letters, and the next announcer starts the first sentence with the word Kansas City. As many of you know, the station in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, uses a jingle for their legal ID, and in a very quick, low-volume voice, the announcer inserts the word Pawtucket right after the girls sing the call letters, and then they say Providence, because, see, Pawtucket is sort of a weak sister to Providence on the other side of the river, and it's barely audible. KABL in Oakland once got into trouble for ringing a rather loud cable car bell, so no one could hear the word Oakland. All they could hear was KABL, San Francisco. And the word Oakland was lost. Where I now live, several stations' ID is being Tampa Bay. That's our region without doubt. But when WFLA sings their, well, their awful jingle right now on every hour, it's perfectly legal for them to say WFLA, Tampa Bay. See, it rhymes. They do get the word Tampa in there. Ah, yes, radio broadcasting, a wonderful industry. And for historical moments in radio, this is John Bowker.
On our DXChange, former National Radio Club member Isaac Eves is disposing of his DX equipment. He has for sale an ICOM IC-R71A, modified by Radio West to include two Collins mechanical filters, 3.8 and 1.9 kHz, a 12-volt DC adapter, and RC-11 remote controller for $800 plus shipping. He also has for sale a QF-1 audio filter for $20, a Grove TUN-3 multi-tuner for $20. All equipment includes manuals and or instruction sheets. If you're interested, contact Isaac Eves, E-A-V-E-S, at 18503 Canyon Cove Drive, Crosby, Texas, 77532-7237, or give him a call at area code
713-328-1206. DX Time Machine.
On our DX Time Machine, from the pages of DX News 50 years ago, from the June 15, 1946 DX News magazine, Bob Dugan of Macon, Georgia, reported frequent reception of CB114 in Santiago de Chile around 8 to 10 p.m., most recently at 9 p.m. on May the 3rd, 1946, with a S5 to S6 level. 25 years ago, from the June 19th, 1971 DX News magazine, Bob Dugan, this time from Atlanta, Georgia, reported on his trip to the USSR. He was able to see the local jammer in Novosibirsk. 10 years ago, from the June 9th, 1986 DX News magazine, Bill Townsend's DX from Easter Island included KLUB 570, WSM 650, WLW 700, KTRH 740, WBAP 820, KOA 850, KRVN 880, KTWO 1030, KFAB 1110, KSL 1160, WOAI 1200, KFBK 1530, and KWOW 1600. All this was done on a Radio Shack Patrolman SW60. And that's our DX Time Machine. We'll check out the history of the National Radio Club on our next edition of the DX Audio Service. For those of you that like to listen to something other than medium wave, here's a new publication which is very interesting from the Danish Shortwave Club International. It's the 24th annual edition of the famous Tropical Band Survey, which is now available from the Danish Shortwave Club International. Again, this year, Anker Petersen has made a complete update with more than 80% of the stations in the TBS 23 being changed. Several hardcore DXers in all continents have assisted in this. The editor also went to Ecuador to check the Latin America scene, so it really reflects which broadcasting stations are active by the end of May 1996 between the frequencies of 2 and 5.8 megahertz. As usual, frequency, power, location, and transmission times are given, but a new code system is also used, indicating for each station if it's regular, sporadic, or likely inactive. This is based entirely on worldwide monitoring and not by official announcements. Also, the clandestine broadcasting scene is also changing quickly, and therefore it has again been updated with the popular DSWCI, that's the Danish Shortwave Club International clandestine station list, which is up to late April of 1996. The stations are listed in frequency order, as well as in time order, and country by country. You'll also find much background information on clandestine stations, which is not found anywhere else. Each publication is available for 10 IRCs, or 10 U.S. dollars, or £6 sterling. The easiest and fastest way is to send the money in an envelope together with your order to Danish Shortwave Club International, care of Bent Nielsen, and the street address is EGEKROGEN 14. Next line, DK space 3500 space VAERLOESE. And the country, of course, is Denmark. Reduced rates for bulk orders of 20 copies or more can be obtained. Contact Anchor Peterson at that address.
Musings from members by phone.
The DX Audio Service Musings from Members. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, the editors, or publishers.
If you're DXAS subscribed, you can call our comment line at 419-224-1609.
You have 45 seconds.
This is old TJ, Tom Jackson from Sycamore. Hi, DX is everywhere. The question I have, the radios that I have are a Sony 2010 and a General Electric Super Radio 3. And when I hook up my outside antenna, I get shortwave signals on the medium wave band and ham radio signals and Morse code all on blind spots all over the medium wave band. And it's very annoying. Could anyone tell me how can I correct it? And what I'm using is one of those cheap Radio Shack antennas kits. I live in a mobile home, and can someone suggest a good antenna and a good ground, because I live in a mobile home, could anyone suggest a good ground for these radios? It would be very, I would appreciate this very, very much. I'm getting nervous here. Thanks a lot, and good DX to everyone.
Hi, everyone. This is Bill Koppelman from Denver. Fred, you wanted to know what our favorite station was in the 60s and 70s? I would have to say far and away WLS in Chicago. Of course, I spent quite a few years in Chicago in the late 60s through right around 1980. And I really always enjoyed most of their jingle packages, the way the music, you know, flowed. They had great DJs, and it was just an all-around great station.
Hello, DXers. This is Camille Pacheco from Weathersfield, Connecticut. WCNX in Middletown, Connecticut is now WMRD, and they play a lot more music now, and they still have some of the Chuck Carter stuff on, but it's a lot better. They are no longer following that strange Travelers format that they had before. That was really weird. It was different than Travelers Information Services. It was a Travelers format, and it was really boring, so I'm happy, and hopefully I will hope to see you in Tennessee.
Good morning, Fred. This is Lucille Burkhardt from Watertown, Massachusetts. I'm calling on Monday morning, June 3rd, and my favorite station from the 60s and 70s was WMEX 1510, and the reason I liked it so much was because a lot of the MX good guys, they were really great jocks, and a lot of the old jingles that were played, which you don't hear nowadays, plus all the great music, news, and weather. So that's my DX, and I hope it helps you out. And everybody have a great day and great DX.
Greetings, fellow DX Audio Service subscribers. Paul Burkhardt from Watertown, Massachusetts. And this is, let's see, Tuesday, and this would have to be, oh, let's see, whatever the day is in May. My favorite radio station, you ask what the favorite radio station I have. It is not in Boston. It was back in the 60s. It was WWRL 1600 in New York City. when that station used to be the sole giant of New York. And unfortunately, WWRL didn't always come in very well, but when I was able to get it, I used to love to listen to it. The Big RL 1600. Take care, everybody.
Well, folks, this is Mark Marino calling in from Calumet City, Illinois. Well, WMVP Sports Radio is basically no more. It's now a simulcast of WLUP-FM as of this morning, June 5th. However, they will be running the games. They have all the contracts to the Bulls, the Sox, and the Blackhawks. The Bulls starting this fall. But they have no format to go along with it. Everyone was fired, and the only show that's going to be left is a sports talk show. Whenever there isn't a game on in the evening, there will be a sports talk show from 7 to midnight. Very strange.
This is Tim Hendo in Huntsville, where we'll soon have a new station on 1700, and I'll report on that. Paul Burkhart was wondering why Caribbean Christian Radio on 1025 doesn't move to the expanded band. First of all, that station is located in the Turks and Caicos Islands. That's not a United States territory, and the FCC does not have jurisdiction. So I don't know if Turks and Caicos have authorized the expanded band. Secondly, there's already a station on 1610 in South Caicos, so that would mean they'd have to move to at least 1640 to not cause interference with their neighbor. And I think a lot of the people in the Caribbean have older radios which would not tune up that far, so it's probably a very undesirable thing for that station to do. Some of you may have heard about the Beijing, B-A-Y-G-E-N, free play wind-up radio, a radio that's driven by a spring and a generator. This is talked about on Media Network and on World of Radio. The Sea Crane Company at 800-522-8863 sells this radio for $149. I bought one, and I'm having lots of fun with it. They only have a few, so if you want one, you should contact Sea Crane, or you can contact me. When I get through playing with mine, I'll probably sell it to you for half price. My number is 205-539-5678. And Fred, thanks for reading the list of expanded band stations. It was a great help, and I'm glad you did it.
This is Mark Jones in Alexandria, Louisiana. To update you on a couple of stations someone mentioned back about 3 months ago, the station in Gonzales, Louisiana on 1090 has been off the air for quite some time, probably about 2.5 years. 850 in Benton, Arkansas, KGKO, has also been silent for a while and was still silent the last time I was in the area about 2 months ago. I also wanted to comment on Fred's question about your favorite stations in the 60s and 70s. My favorite station of all time that I ever heard was Chum in their heyday, 1050 Chum in Toronto. I think that station had some of the best jocks 24 hours a day of any station I ever heard.
Hi, everyone. This is Jim Wisco from Arcadia, Wisconsin, with a muse, or should I call it a moan. Another AM radio station has undergone a format change. Unfortunately, I think for the worst. WKTY AM 580 in La Crosse, Wisconsin, has changed from an MOR old favorites format to all sports radio, 5,000 watts of satellite again. All sports radio, they're one-on-one sports. The irony of the whole thing is that there's a station 15 miles up the road in Holman, Wisconsin, at 1570 WKBH, which has the exact same format and the exact same announcers. Satellite all over again. And I spoke with someone from the station who indicated, from WKTY, who indicated that they spent $20,000 on a survey in the past year to find out that, that is what advertisers wanted to pay for. I find that incredible in the sense that they're duplicating, they're the fourth station in La Crosse to be duplicating each other. There are two FM stations in La Crosse that are playing the same progressive rock format on two different frequencies at the exact same time.
Hello from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. It's Mark Erdman checking in on June 11th. Got a format change to tell you about. This one is a biggie. 580 WKTY in La Crosse is another station that's gotten rid of music. They're now all sports. They're using the one-on-one format. Still running Milwaukee Brewers, Green Bay Packers. But I guess the sad thing about this is it means that city, about 50,000 people, do not have an all-live, full-service station on the AM band. Thanks a lot.
This is Tim Hendel. To answer Fred's question, my favorite radio station during the 1960s and 70s was CBL Toronto. If I still lived in New York State, CBL would still be my favorite station. To me, that represents real radio.
Hi, this is your International DX Report editor, Bruce Conti, checking in on the Musings line with an update. In this month's report, I mentioned that although the Turks and Caicos Caribbean Christian Radio has moved back to 1020, Turks and Caicos can still be logged on the oddball frequency of 532 kHz. Well, scratch that. As I'm sure many of you know by now, Radio Vision Cristiana from Turks and Caicos has moved from 532 back to 530 kHz. The station was first noted on 530 back on June 18 and can still be heard clearly here in New Hampshire using a directional antenna to null CIAO out of Canada. 73s and good DX.
Hi, this is Eric Cooper in Mission Viejo, California, calling on June 21st. I'm reporting some format changes for KLAC 570 in Los Angeles. Beginning July 1st, they have dropped the syndicated AM-only adult standards format on weekdays, and in its place, they've scheduled the Don Imus talk show from New York from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Then they will carry the new syndicated adult standards format called the New Music of Your Life.
And that's our musings from members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. We had a lot of comments, both pro and con, about different radio stations, and a lot of comments which people didn't want to have on the tape, but just wanted to make them known. So maybe here's a good question for the August 1996 edition. As many of you know, I'm quite outspoken with my views about radio station licensing, and in effect, stations that simulcast 100% of the time that one of the station licenses should be given up to somebody else who could run it. Stations that are in small towns which get moved to larger towns, for example, I don't feel too good about that. Multiple ownerships where big corporations take over 5-6 stations in a market, and basically the public service goes down the toilet. If you were the Federal Communications Commission, and if you could legislate any series of rules, what rules would you mandate a station would have to abide by to get their license renewed? How about that for a question on the next edition of the Musings from Members? Ed Schwartz from Chicago sent me along a very interesting catalog, which has a lot of great radio paraphernalia in it, and I'd like to kind of explain a few things. But, Ed, I need some traveling music, so let me borrow your jingle.
Chicago, Eddie Schwartz.
Doesn't that bring back some memories? The company is called Radio Spirits Incorporated, and it's in suburban Chicago, and right on the inside cover they say, "For our blind customers, we continue working with the National Federation of the Blind and offering this catalog on Library of Congress 4-track tape and ASCII formatted diskette." So when I give the address at the end, you might want to give them a call or contact them in mail form and let them know that you heard about this from the DX Audio Service. Now let me give some examples of some of the things that they have in here. First of all, I've heard on a couple occasions Rush talk about something called a Real Talk Radio Time Recorder. It records up to, 6 hours or 8 hours of recording on one tape. And they have this unit for $129.98. Also, for those of you that collect historical books, Blast from the Past, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years, with over 900 rare photographs never before published, and an introduction written by Rush Limbaugh and Paul Harvey. Also, if you like listening to old radio programs, they have many, many cassettes of programs such as Jack Benny's Show, The Martin and Lewis Show, Also, Duffy's Tavern, One Man Family, you name it, they've got it in there. One thing I found very interesting was several replicas of old radios, such as the old Crosley 1946 Belmont Bakelite receiver, which is going to look very nice on my desk. And I remember back several years when I was trying to find a real good copy of the original War of the Worlds program. The only copy I had was recorded off the radio up in Toledo back in the 1970s. And here they have the one-hour cassette or a one-hour CD. So if you're looking for some of this old radio material, this might be a good source for it. In the back of the catalog, I found some interesting material. The Radio's Missing Masters. It's a unique set of one-of-a-kind shows. Many of the 60 selections are audition shows or premiere episodes of popular series, such as Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, I Cover the Waterfront, The Judge, The Humphrey Bogart Theater, Safari, Once Upon a Midnight, Great Caesar's Ghost, The Clyde Betty Show, Tarzan, Lord of the Jungle, The Lone Ranger, Boston Blackie, Escape, Emotion, Mulligan's Travels, and a whole lot more. 30 hours on 20 9-minute cassettes, $59.98. Also in the back was Carl's personal recommendation for a best value package, and this is Old Time Radio's Greatest Shows, a value packed collection package featuring 60 programs from 60 different series, such as Burns and Allen, Jack Benny, Jimmy Durante, Lone Ranger, Cisco Kid, Hopalong Cassidy, Dragnet, Pat Novak for Hire, Nightbeat, Suspense, Inner Sanctum Mysteries, The Whistler, The Milton Berle Show, Our Miss Brooks, and a whole lot more. 30 hours on 20 90-minute cassettes, $59.98. I could go on and on and just kind of go through this whole catalog and mention a lot of different items, but you might want to pick up your own copy and be sure to let them know if you need it in print, cassette, or disc by contacting Radio Spirits Incorporated. Their telephone number is 1-800-723-4648. You can also write to them at Radio Spirits Incorporated, Post Office Box 2141, Schiller Park, that's S-C-H-I-L-L-E-R Park, Illinois, 60176-2141. And be sure to tell Carl that you heard about it on the National Radio Club's DX audio service. And thanks to Ed Schwartz, Chicago Eddie Schwartz, for sending me this catalog. Ed, there's only one bad thing about this, and that's that I don't have enough money to buy everything I want in this catalog. Good stuff, good stuff. I think that those of you that are into this kind of thing will find this of great value. Our good buddy Crazy Ken up at the Publication Center in Mansville, New York, wanted me to let everyone know that they still have a few copies of the Night Pattern Book. This is a book which shows the different frequencies and the patterns of the AM radio stations. So if you ever wondered where some of those directional stations transmit to, this book is for you. It's $16.95 to National Radio Club DX Audio Service members, $22.95 for non-members, and $24 to those in Europe. Also, Ken wanted me to let you know that last call for the AM radio log. He's only got a few copies left, and there will not be another edition printed until after the National Radio Club convention in October. The National Radio Club's AM log is $16.95 for members, $22.95 for non-members, and $24 to the U.S. Having the Night Pattern Book and the AM radio log is a great compliment to your DX Shack. If you're one of those that like to put a certificate on the wall to impress your friends and fellow DXers, have I got a deal for you. It's the brand new National Radio Club Member Certificate. The certificate is white with two colors, red and blue, printed on 8.5 by 11, and it looks absolutely sharp. It will go in an 8.5 by 11 frame, and it's being signed by Ernie Wesolowski with your name on it. If you'd like one of these certificates, get this. It's only 75 cents and available from the Publication Center. And finally, we have After Dark 6, which is coming out, and pre-publication orders are being shipped for $9.50 for National Radio Club DX Audio Service members, $9.50 to Canada, and $14 to Overseas Europe. If you'd like to get any of these items, contact Ken Chatterton at the National Radio Club Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, that's M-A-N-N-S-V-I-L-L-E, New York, 13661-0164 in the United States of America. And tell Ken that we said, "Bow howdy," down here in wet Ohio. If you wonder if it's worthwhile picking up After Dark number 6, the answer is yes. On the tapes, you're going to find all kinds of interesting things, such as an interview with Arnold Evans down at WBAP, a sports story read by Ken Honestchuk on the days of radio and some of the radio announcers of baseball. We'll also have the designation list for AM Switch. That is, when you hear D1, what does it mean? Well, we'll tell you. We'll also have the amateur radio list and a whole lot more, including the 1340 Travelogue. Pick up After Dark number 6, $9.50 from the National Radio Club's Publication Center. That's about it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. On our next edition, we're going to catch up on assignment air check. We've had to kind of put that to the side to finish up After Dark number 6. But After Dark number 6 and assignment air check will be featured on our next edition. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Get out there and support radio.
Radio is a groovy thing. It's fun. It's fun. It's the fun part.
Bet you can't name one good thing about radio.
Well, my wife never cooks frozen radio dinners.
Bet you can't name two good things.
Well, it don't have reruns nor rabbit ears.
Bet you can't name three.
I can always get the sports results, because my wife can't wrap the garbage up in it.
I'll bet you can't name one good thing about television.
Oh, yes, I can. The audio portion.